What is good, everyone? Deanna here with Label Free Podcast. Autumn is in the air, the pumpkins are in the patch, and our friends at Manscaped are here to make sure your man doesn't carve his pants pumpkins when he's grooming, if you know what I mean. Make sure he's keeping things fresh this fall with the leaders in male grooming and their brand new fourth edition performance package. Ladies, do we really want to cuddle up with a dude who isn't trimmed? I know I don't. My man's keeping it tight. Get him to take the leap into fall with Manscaped. Help him join the 2 million men worldwide using Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code LABELFREE20. Again, go to manscaped.com and use the code LABELFREE20 for 20% off and free shipping. What is good, everyone? This is your host, Deanna Kemple of Label Free Podcast. To live your best life, you must live label free. I am so excited. I actually cannot wait to introduce my next guest. So I'm going to drum roll, which I've never done before. She is the author of The Ins and Outs of My Vagina, a penetrating memoir. She is a recovering corporate workaholic, a certified life and reinvention coach. Please welcome Karen Freeland.
Yes, that's right.
To the show. Karen, I am so pumped.
Yay, me too. Thank you for having me. This is going to be so much fun.
Oh, yes, it is. And I've had a little wine tonight, you guys. Like, I hold nothing back. So, like, I'm an open book. Can you please introduce yourself and tell the audience a little bit about your background?
Yeah, I would love to. Thank you. So, hey, everybody, Karen Freeland. And I spent 15 years in corporate America chasing paychecks and titles and trying to see just how high I could go, and woke up one day and was like, yeah, I'm not happy. I don't actually love what I'm doing. I am totally faking it every day, trying to put on this like happy smiley face and look all excited and go to work. And I'm killing myself. I'm working, you know, crazy hours. I'm just like basically living to work instead of working to live. And I'm sure, you know, you've probably heard that before. And it just hit me. I was like, I can't do this anymore. And so a coworker, I was complaining one day at work about just life and things in general. And he said, well, Karen, if you're not happy, then like, what do you want to do? What's the thing that you want to do before you leave this planet? And I was like, I can't actually answer that question.
Yeah.
And that hit me like a ton of bricks. Cause I was like, I know all the things I don't like about my life and my job and work and, you know, whatever my situation, but I couldn't actually figure out what I wanted to go create. Right. If it wasn't this corporate life. And it set me off on this journey to really do some self-discovery and figure out, well, what makes me tick? What do I enjoy? What do I want to do with the rest of my life? And I wish I could say it just came to me overnight. You know, it didn't.
It never does.
No.
Not for most of us, at least.
Right. It didn't quite happen like that. But I did watch The Secret, if you've heard of The Secret, this whole idea of like law of attraction. And Jack Canfield was on there. And he mentioned his books, Chicken Soup for the Soul, and how he got all of those written. And it was like a light bulb for me that went off. This idea that had been buried way in the back of my brain, all of a sudden, boop, was like right there at the forefront. And I was like, I know now. I know what I want to do. I am going to finish the memoir that I started in 2009. Oh, it was 2019. This is 10 years later.
Oh, wow.
I had forgotten that I started writing this book when I was pregnant with my first son. Because, you know,
awesome, though.
Life gets in the way.
So that was part of your journey all along. You just had to put it on hold a little bit.
Yes, exactly. And so I was able to come back to this idea. I had about 40,000 words already written of this book, you know, because every once in a while I'd like pick it up and write a couple of chapters, but like a good 5-6 years went by without me even really thinking about the book or writing anything. And I have to say, I'm so glad that I didn't write it when I first started, because it wouldn't be the book that it is today because now that I'm so much older. I mean, I'm 41, but you know what I mean? Like,
we're so young. Okay. We are in our 40s. We are fabulous. We are young. I don't care what anybody says.
I totally agree with you. I'm in that camp. But a lot happens between 31 and 41 that I think if I had finished the book when I originally started, like, it just wouldn't have been as good. It wouldn't have been as full and had as much meat.
It's all about the experience, right?
Yes, totally. Yeah. So I said, you know what? I think this is what I want to do. I want to write my book and finish it. And so every day I would come home from work and I would just be like, all right, guys, because I have two boys. They're 10 and 11. And I would be like, I'm going upstairs to write. Mommy's doing this thing.
Yeah.
And I would just squirrel away and get, like, you know, half a chapter written or a chapter or whatever, finish up a chapter. And finally, in February of 2020, right before the whole world shut down, I went to New York City and met with a professional editor and I hired him to come on and write the book. Help me write the book, finish the book, edit and everything. And then from there, it just kind of like took on a life of its own. And I just started writing and writing and writing. And as I was going through this whole transformation, I realized, wait a second, like, I want to help other women get what I got. Because, you know, when you find like something, you get like a really good deal and you got to like tell all your friends.
Yes.
And that's how I felt. I was like, I got to tell every woman out there that feels stuck in corporate, that is miserable in her job, that wants more out of life, like how they can get this. And so I started doing some speaking and you know, doing videos and stuff and kind of sharing little tidbits. And I was like, this isn't enough. Like, I don't want to just speak and get people inspired and then be like, good luck with that. Yeah. See you later.
Bye.
Have fun figuring that out on your own. So I was like, I want to actually coach people through it and be there the whole way to walk them through this process. So I got certified as a life coach in August of 2020 and started going through the process and taking on some clients. And now I've built a small little boutique firm where I help women transform their lives and overcome their fears.
I love that. Okay. So what inspired you to write the book? The title is just phenomenal.
Yeah. So there were always these crazy experiences that seemed to happen to me in my vagina, who is a character in the book, by the way. Her name is V. And so she has like dialogue. We talk, like, she's like a whole character unto herself, which is so much fun. But I felt like so alone for much of my life. Am I the only one's body that does this? Like, is this weird? Am I weird? Why don't I orgasm from penetration? Why aren't I having orgasms during sex? Am I broken? Is there something wrong with me?
No.
Right. No, the answer is a resounding no, because the stats that I've seen, it's actually only like 20% of women can orgasm from penetration alone, but we don't talk about that. So most of us, if we don't have a friend or someone that we can confide in, are sitting there going like, oh, my sex life is bad, or there's something wrong with me or my body. Yeah. When in fact, actually, you're probably totally normal and you're probably not broken and you just need to like switch things up, right? Or, you know, get out of your head or get a vibrator or whatever you need to do to like make it happen. And so I just felt like I have to tell the story because I don't want other women out there feeling alone and going through things by themselves, which can be so isolating. Yeah. You know, one of the things I write about is my ectopic pregnancy. And so an ectopic pregnancy, for anyone listening that doesn't know, is where the egg gets fertilized in the fallopian tube, not in the uterus. And so you literally cannot have the baby because it has nowhere to grow. It's implanted in the wrong part of your body. And it's extremely dangerous for the mother because it can burst and it can be deadly. It can be fatal. And so I write about my whole experience about how I found out I had one and had to be rushed to the ER and like everything, all the emotions that I went through then losing my baby. And so many people have said like, oh my gosh, I went through a miscarriage and I never told anyone. And I went through this alone and it was so hard. And, you know, we don't have to suffer alone. Like, I want to make these taboo topics normal, you know, because they are, they're things that we go through every single day.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I think it's very brave that you, especially coming from a corporate world where you have to be extremely conservative, because I work full time now. I do. Like, I was working full time on the podcast. I went back to work after all this stuff started calming down in our world, and I'm back in this corporate world. I'm like, oh man, do I really have to be here?
Right.
But here's the difference. I personally, I'm not going to filter and I'm not going to hold back.
Yeah.
And so it's probably to my detriment. We'll find out.
But see, that's the beauty of living label free, right? Yeah. Is like, for so long, I was scared. And I'm not kidding you. I wrote the book and it was completely done. And we were ready to take it into design phase. And I put a pause on it. I was so scared. I'm like, what are people going to think about me? What are they going to say about my kids? Are they going to not let their kids play with my kids?
Right.
Or are people going to think I'm a slut, a hoe, whatever? I mean, you pick the label, slap it on me. Yeah. Like, people are going to have preconceived notions and they're going to think certain things about me.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, no, please.
That is a reflection of how they feel about themselves, though.
Right.
That is what I have learned through this whole process, and why I came out with Label Free Podcast, is because what I've learned on my journey and everything I've gone through is that, because I've been there, right? When I wanted to label somebody else, it was because of how I was feeling and where I was in my life. And now that I'm in such a happy place, kumbaya.
Right.
No, I really am. I am good. All my skeletons out there. I'm in love again. All this, I have so many great things. And now I can see people that how they're like bitter and angry and they're judgmental. I can see that's how I used to be. You know what I mean? So when people are labeling you, it's really a reflection of them and their fears and their insecurities and what scares them. It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah. And that is, I'm so glad you brought that up, because that is absolutely true. And I have also kind of gotten to that place now in my life where I can say like, okay, you feel how you want to feel about me, but I know the truth about me and who I am and how I show up in this world. And to the people who it really matters, my husband and my kids and what they think of me and how they love and respect me. So like, I'm good. You can think whatever you want.
Exactly.
It's not fun to live two lives. I mean, I did it for so long. And then when I started even writing the book and was still in corporate, like I had to do everything under separate names and try to hide everything. And now I'm just like, I don't even care. I'm putting this on my LinkedIn. If you don't like it, then I'm not for you.
I kind of backed off doing that with the podcast for the last couple of months, but I'm like to the point where I'm like, I don't care. I'm just going to
doing
it, people tag me and stuff anyway, so it really doesn't matter. I can't hide.
You can't hide. Yep.
Hey guys, Deanna here with Label Free Podcast. To live your best life, you must live label free. If you're anything like me, you're a bit overwhelmed by all the teeth whitening products on the market. This next sponsor has provided me with some very interesting facts to pass on to you. Fact number one, teeth whitening does not whiten your teeth. It removes the stains and restores the tooth to its natural color. Natural colors vary per person, but for most, it's an off-white or slightly yellowish undertone. Fact number two, teeth whitening does not damage teeth, but it does temporarily dehydrate. When dehydrated, the pores in the enamel are open and exposed. Open pores invite acids and sugars, which, as we all know, lead to tooth decay. Avoid or minimize acidic and sugary substance for at least 24 hours after whitening. Also, avoid staining substances, as the teeth are more susceptible to restaining during this period. Fact number three, tooth sensitivity is the result of tooth dehydration. When the pores of the enamel are open, the teeth become dehydrated, exposing the nerve to the elements. As the tooth rehydrates, the sensitivity will dissipate. To accelerate the rehydration and curb sensitivity, use a post-whitening application known as remineralization or desensitizing gel. Fact number four, caps and veneers cannot be whitened because they do not have pores for the stains to latch to. Prior to having dental work, you should whiten your teeth, restoring them to their natural color, as the dentist will be color matching to your current shade. Fact number five, the key to teeth whitening is the delivery device. So long as a whitening product is a peroxide, base whitener. It will remove the stains. What differentiates one product from the next is a device that holds the whitening agent to the tooth without interruption. Whitening strips neglect the crevices and molars, and they slide on your teeth. Saliva floods the generic trays because they are bulky and do not create a seal. And that's something I used to use. So it's good to know this. And you likely did not know this, but LED lights are novelty items that add no benefit. You need a high output UV light only found at the dentist. Don't fall for the gimmick. If you insist on a light that does not work, get one on Amazon for under $15 or under $5, whatever. The number one whitening device recommended by dentists is a custom fitted tray. You can have your dentist make your trays for $300 to $500, or you can head on over to www.smilebrilliant.com and use their lab direct mail-in process for a fraction of the price you would pay at the dentist. Oh, and if you grind your teeth at night, you can also purchase the Smile Brilliant custom fitted night guards, once again, for a fraction of the price the dentist charge. Once again, that's www.smilebrilliant.com and use coupon code FREE for 30% off for an exclusive discount by Label Free Podcast. All right, you guys, happy teeth whitening.
So I'm a certified life coach as well. I never actually pursued doing it. I went through the whole process and got certified and did my practice coaching. And I really learned a lot from it. And that's why I talked to so many coaches, because for me, it changed my life in that time. You know, I was working, mm-hmm. I had my late husband, we had our five businesses, we were traveling, and I would step away from business dinners to go do my class. I was on the phone for several hours. I think it was twice a week, but whatever. And I really learned how to communicate better, how to understand people better. And it changed the way I my relationships in a very positive way. So I always love talking to coaches. But you are a speaker and a certified life and reinvention coach. So why do you say reinvention?
Yeah, because I felt like for me, this was such a chance to live again, right? It was like a second chance at life. It was almost like a rebirth going from this corporate life where, you know, I showed up every day in my suit and I was, you know, it was Groundhog's Day every day. I woke up, I did the exact same things. And it was like, I had no hobbies. I was your quintessential workaholic. I mean, textbook, like, you know, would miss things with my family because, oh, I'm working. I'm important things. I have to fill out this form or this email is due or this report is due. And it was like, no one cared, you know, like it really, I mean, but I did. And it was kind of how I used it to like avoid my life. And so when I started calling myself just originally a life coach, I was like, this isn't descriptive enough, because a life coach could be anything. I mean, there's so many things that happen in our life. It could be a relationship coach. It could be a financial coach. It could be a career coach or whatever. And I mean, I do a little bit of everything within life coaching, but I really wanted to focus on this idea of reinvention and people who are kind of, they've hit the wall. They're like, I'm stuck, or, you know, this isn't my purpose anymore. I need to figure out what my purpose is, or they already know their purpose and they just need accountability to get there. Yeah. So for me, that's kind of how I've tried to differentiate myself in the market too, for my ideal clients to find me.
So do you think that you resonate more with women, or do you have men clients as well?
You know, that's interesting. I do have a couple of male clients. Predominantly, I've focused on females. And some of that is just because of mind share and marketing. I mean, you only have so many marketing dollars. So if I can focus on where I think my sweet spot is being women, the men that see my stuff that go, oh, that really resonates with me, I think I want to coach with her, they reach out to me anyway. So I end up getting them, but not, I don't have to spend the marketing dollars.
I feel like you're a very strong personality. So there are going to be certain types of men that are going to really like resonate with you.
Yes.
That aren't going to feel intimidated by your strength.
Right. Yeah. And that's one of the things that I just have to work on also, because I am very intense and I'm very like in your faces. I'm sure you can tell right now.
I can relate.
I have to like throttle myself back sometimes when I'm working with softer women, because I can come off as like too much. And they're like, whoa, she's going to like actually hold me accountable and like force me to do stuff. I don't know if I'm ready for this yet. Yeah. So it's, you know, a blessing and a curse sometimes.
I agree. So what is the one thing that you want anybody that reads your book to get out of it?
Yeah, I want to start conversations. I want them to go, it's okay to talk about this, whether it means I'm going to speak up to my partner, whether it means I'm going to speak up to my children, people who have young daughters. Hey, yeah. Like, how do we stand up and own our body and say no and mean no? And if we're in a bad situation, how do we get ourselves out of that? You know, I think those are conversations that aren't happening enough with young girls. It might open up conversations with your healthcare provider. One of the things I talk about in the book, besides my workaholism, is kind of how this whole ectopic pregnancy went undiagnosed for so long because I was too busy working to go to my OBGYN appointment to get my first ultrasound and get checked out. They may have known that this was a problem sooner and I wouldn't have been in this dire situation that I was in. Aw, kisses.
This is Athena. Yeah, she likes to make an appearance.
She's so cute.
So how long did your ectopic pregnancy go before it got diagnosed?
It was about 2 months.
Oh, boy. So yeah. That had to be a full... Yeah.
I had a full miscarriage. But they didn't know if it all came out. Okay. So I had to go through the methotrexate and which is like the drug that, you know, terminates it for sure. Yeah. Which was horrible because you do it in the doctor's office and there's all the pregnant women sitting there and, you know, it was very emotional, you know, it was a lot of mixed emotions, but obviously I don't want to take anything away from anyone else, but it's so hard to sit there and watch everybody so joyful and holding their bellies. And you're like, hi, I'm coming to make sure that my pregnancy is really terminated.
Oh my gosh. Just,
yeah.
All right. So I'm feeling like now you need to go through your whole reinvention.
Right. Oh, yes.
So I don't mean to laugh in a bad way.
No. Like, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes. And that's right. And so the more we can make these taboo conversations just part of every day, yeah. I think, you know, women are just, they're going to feel so much more able to show up and be themselves instead of having to shrink away because I mean, our culture just does not love vaginas. As I'm finding trying to promote the book, I mean, the newspapers won't touch me. No one would cover my book launch event in Greenville. Yeah, they won't touch it because it's got the word vagina.
Right.
I'm like, yeah.
Like the star dash exclamation point, whatever. They could like, you know, do their fancy stuff, you know, but see, like, I love it. I'm like, yeah, let's talk about this because I am not a shy person. I'm an open book. And that's why I started the podcast. Cause I'm like, you know what? I have a voice. I don't care if anybody wants to listen or not. I'm going to put it out there.
Yes.
So like, I really love it. I love the boldness of your title. And I think that it is important, especially, you know, I have these conversations with a lot of women all the time on the podcast. And even though it's 2021 and we've gone through all this stuff and women are very powerful, we have the top 50 powerful women in Fortune, whatever, you know, I just read that article a couple of days ago. There are still so many women that don't feel empowered. And here's my little female pit bull mix over here, tugging at the rope with her brother. So, you know, I just like, I love it when I have these conversations because I feel like they're so necessary.
Yes. Know? Yeah. And, you know, girls all over are getting these messages that like, you know, you can't talk about your vagina. But okay, you turn on the TV and there's a Cialis or a Viagra commercial or whatever the drug is now, you know, for men. Yeah. And like, obviously I don't want them to have erectile dysfunction. Like that's great. No, I'm glad that you have what you need.
It's more acceptable to talk about the man's penis and his issues than the woman's vagina. Because then all of a sudden having that conversation or talking about it makes you this, that, or the other thing.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't mean that we're sitting here having a educational or an open dialogue about something that's important that has to do with our bodies, just like their bodies.
Right.
Yeah. I feel very passionate about that too.
Yay. I found another vagina warrior.
Yes.
Well, come on, man. It's
you know what? Our bodies are beautiful. All the ins and outs, nooks and crannies, all of that. So is a man's. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like women, we hold this energy and this life-giving power that they don't have. They have the seed, but we have the capability to make that seed grow. And we have to be able to talk about that and honor that in a way that's healthy and that is accepted all over. So for me, you know, I think sex is a beautiful thing. It really depends on how you show it and you talk about it. you know, you can make it look ugly or you can make it beautiful. You know, it really depends on the conversation.
Oh, I so agree. Yes, 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 and yes, more yes.
All right. Before we start saying goodbye, can you please plug all your links where people can find you, buy your book, reach out to you, hire you as a coach if they want to?
Yeah, absolutely. That would be great. So The Ins and Outs of My Vagina, a penetrating memoir. If you can, for those of you that are watching, can see the cover there. It's available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. And for anyone in South Carolina, you can get it physical copies that are signed in the Barnes and Nobles here, plus Fiction Addiction, which is like our little local bookstore. So support your bookstores. Yeah. And then you can find me on my website, KarenFreeland.com. It's Karen with an I, K-A-R-I-N. And then you can go to the life coaching tab to learn all about my program, Edit Your Life, 6 months. We can do a consultation call and I can tell you more about that. Follow me on Instagram at Karen Freeland, Twitter at Karen Freeland, and on Facebook, Karen Freeland Life Coaching.
Awesome. I'm going to put all those links in the show notes. So reach out. Go get her book. Okay, come on. I know I have a lot of ladies that listen, so you know you're going to want to go get that book, all right? And reach out to her if you feel like you need a reinvention in your life and to find that woman that you are so desiring to be, because I think she can help you get there.
Yes. And one other thing I forgot to mention is that a portion of the proceeds from the book are going to Alliance for Period Supplies to help end period poverty and get access to period supplies for women in need. So you are also contributing to an amazing cause. And I'm so excited to be teamed up with that great organization so that the book can have a bigger purpose.
I love that. That's beautiful. And so I always ask my guests before we say goodbye for any last words of wisdom or advice. So don't bite the dog. So like, you're going to have to speak loud.
Yes, absolutely. No problem. I do not have a problem being loud. So I would say my biggest piece of advice is just, you have all the answers within you. When I was stuck in corporate and I was going through this midlife slump and I really didn't know what I was going to do with my life, I was asking everyone else, hey, what do you think I should do? What do you think I should do? And the fact was, no one else had the answers. No one else could help me get happy but me. And I had to do the work and turn in, but I had the answers all the whole time. I just didn't want to see them because it meant change and it meant being something different. But I will tell you, I have never, never, never been happier than I have been over the past 2 years going through this journey. So if you have a dream in your heart, you owe it to yourself and to the world to see it through.
I love that. That was beautiful. And I couldn't agree more. Follow, you know, even though it's scary, sometimes facing your fears is the most courageous and life-giving thing and rewarding thing that you can do. All right.
It really is.
All right. Karen, thank you so much for being a guest. It's been so much fun. And
yes, thank you.
Please keep us posted on any more projects you have coming up or a new book, because I feel like you got a lot more coming.
Oh yeah. Everybody's asking for the sequel. They did not want to put the first one down. So that's a good sign.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome. All right, guys, this is your host, Deanna Kemple with Label Free Podcast. Live your best life. You must live label free. Please don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, share, follow, all those good things. And I'll be back soon with more dynamic guests.